What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. It's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Linz.
Thanks, Sedano. By the way, to Cappy's point about Robin Thicke, I'm having trouble finding like any like Robin Thicke hit songs that I remember. I don't recognize any of these songs. So I don't know. I think Cappy might be onto something with that whole. I know he was successful in the UK.
No, I'm saying that whole album though was like a huge success.
Blurred I don't Lines? Know any of the other songs though. Do you?
I mean, I'm sure if I heard them, I would know. But I don't. Yeah, that's the one that was clearly the most famous one by far.
What do you know, Big D? You know anything?
He knows all the songs. Okay, you're right. Okay.
Come on now.
Right,
that's true.
Right.
There you go.
Man.
Let me hear this song. Is this some new Robin Thicke?
It's a new junk.
It's not a new junk.
He just dropped this junk?
No, he did not.
He didn't? Really? This junk's
14
been
years
dropped?
Ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
14 years ago. What year is it? 2010? Really? Yeah. Anybody sue him for this one?
No.
You know, what's weird is that Marvin Gaye's estate sued another artist like more recently than that. Wasn't it Happy with Pharrell?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think it was.
Well, Pharrell was also part of the Robin Thicke lawsuit.
Right. I think it might not have been Happy. I could be wrong on that. But I know there was another one like more recently than Robin Thicke.
Hmm.
So, yeah. People are just ripping
I'm
off.
I'm going to do a remake of that song, Happy. I'm going to go, it's Cappy. I'm going to do that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to totally do a remake of that song.
Oh, no.
Good luck getting sued.
So we're going to do a remake of that
Pharrell's
song.
Pharrell's going to be the new CEO of Sighted.
It's Cappy.
Casper Villa is already working on the video for it.
Oh, my God.
Pharrell Williams wins a lawsuit versus Sighted CEO Scott Kaplan.
Right. Yeah, not ESPN LA host, right. Sighted co-founder or
takes
founder.
Takes over the company. Yeah. And then sells it for $100 million.
Oh, yeah. Man, that'd be your luck, huh?
That would be hilarious.
Right.
That'd be like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode
yeah.
Right there.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what so do
where
you
were
got?
We? Where were we?
What you need to know is that Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras in all their properties.
Wow.
A
good.
Move which the holiday listing firm says will prioritize the privacy of the communities. Mm-hmm. So until now, they actually permitted the use of indoor security cameras in common areas, such as living rooms and hallways, as long as they were disclosed on the listings page and clearly visible to guests. I want to say that even though like Airbnb say they prohibit security cameras inside in private areas like bedrooms and bathrooms. I'm sorry. I feel like there's creeps out there that have like hidden cameras everywhere. So making this like a blanket rule is probably a great idea.
Yeah. So I was in New York City about 2.5 years ago. So just as we're kind of like getting out of COVID or whatever. And I was at an Airbnb at this beautiful loft apartment. Okay. It was like on the second or third floor of this building. And it was, I want to say, in kind of like the Upper East Side. And the owner was in Europe. And he called me to tell me, hey, I'm going to tell you where the cameras are. Just turn them around. Like, he literally just told me, hey, here's where they are. I keep them there because clearly I don't live there full time. So, and it's New York City and I don't want anybody breaking in, right? So, but here's where they are. And he told me there were like three of them and I turned them around. There was in the common areas. So, yeah, I mean, if the owner was nice about it, like, they wouldn't have to do this stuff. But now, yeah, I don't blame Airbnb because people were pissed.
I would not stay somewhere that does even, like, obviously disclosing it, saying, oh, we just have them in the living room in the hallway. Like, I would not stay in a place because that's weird.
But on the other hand, I will just say this. I have some friends that have an Airbnb. They have a house up in Bend, Oregon. And they would, on occasion, they would list it on Airbnb. So these people rented it from them. And then they, first of all, they squatted there. They wouldn't leave. And then secondly, they were like drug tweaker dudes, right? So they like tore the place to shreds.
Drug tweaker
they
dudes.
They need to vet their people a little bit better.
Well, I don't really know how that all happened. I really don't. I mean, there's something to that. You're right. But anyway, they tore the house to shreds.
Yeah.
So like if you had cameras on the place, you know, you'd know what was going on. Like I have a cousin who has, this is my weird cousin. I've told you about my cousin, Evan.
Yeah.
He showers for 47 minutes a day.
47 minutes.
He one shower a day.
Shaves everything.
He shaves everything. His arms, his
every
armpits,
day he
every
shaves?
Day, exfoliation every day.
Wow, that's a lot of shaving.
54 years old, never been married. You make up your own mind.
I want to
okay?
know why he doesn't get
I mean, listen,
burn.
I don't mind a little manscaping, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like every no, it's, day, you know? Well, like,
every day, 47 minute shower, full exfoliation.
Has he got a great body?
Yeah, he's ripped.
Oh, okay.
Full exfoliation.
Find out what type of razor he uses because I don't know how he doesn't have razor burn everywhere.
Right, that's
I'll
what I'm saying.
Everywhere. I'll ask him how he does it. So anyway, he has an Airbnb and he has cameras inside the house.
Mm.
And I'm like, dude, that's creepy. Like, if I go to somebody's house for an Airbnb and I'm going to get down and dirty in their bed, I don't need them watching me do this. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a part of me that doesn't mind showing off a little bit. But on the other hand, like, I'd like a little privacy, you know, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know? So I do think that it is, it's probably a good across-the-board rule. No cameras in any of these Airbnbs.
By the way, Dre, she's tweeting us and says, what? Don't play Robin Thicke. Sex therapy, Lost Without You. That man has soul.
Oh.
And Joey Arceo says, Robin Thicke, Lost Without You, The Evolution of Robin Thicke. That's the album y'all need to listen to.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
Yeah,
I'll listen
I'm not
going to
listen to a guy that stole from Marvin Gaye.
Oh, give me a break. Everybody steals
You were listening
everybody.
To him before you knew he right. stole from Marvin Gaye. I mean,
Beyonce stole from freaking the Turtle.
From Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin.
Like,
allegedly.
How do you think that came about, though? That producer was probably sitting around like watching Franklin with his kids, and he's like, you know what? This is a good beat.
Yeah, it is.
This is a good beat. I'm going to use this someday.
And you know what else he's thinking?
What?
No one's ever seen Franklin
exactly.
the Turtle.
Exactly.
So you know what? I'll take it.
They'll never put two and two together. Right. They'll never figure this out.
Do you know what Austin Reeves is thinking?
Tell me. I'm curious.
He thinks the Lakers are one of the best teams in the NBA right now.
Right now?
Right now. Ahora mismo.
Mm. When did he say this?
Yesterday.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Because, you know, he could be on the same roller coaster that I'm on.
Yeah.
You know, like after last night's game. Yeah. After last night's game, I think the Lakers are one of the best teams in the NBA, too.
Yeah.
After last night's game, I think the Lakers can win the championship. But last week at this time, I said the Lakers are toast.
Yeah.
So... Right, listen, Thursday of last week after the Lakers lost the night before to Sacramento, I'm like, they're done.
Well, at the beginning of the season, remember I said to you, Cappy, I believe this season will be the season where the NBA has even more parity than they've had in recent years.
I recall.
And again, I think the NBA has trended closer towards parity. Like, if you look, there's a lot of good teams. And we've talked about it. Any given night, any team can snag a victory from you. And we've seen that. So it lends to say that there's at least a chance. Hell, we saw a team from the play-in last year go to the finals in the East.
Yeah.
So I bet you what's happened is a lot of teams, and the Lakers went to the Western Conference Finals out of the play-in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably plenty of teams that look at it and say, okay, ideally we don't want to have to play two road games out of the play-in. So we want to get out of that 9-10 game if we can, because that makes it more difficult, right? Because, again, the Lakers were the 8, I believe, and Miami was also the 8. So I think that, Lakers were the 7, and Miami was the 8.
Because Miami beat Milwaukee in the first round.
Correct.
Yeah.
They had to play Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers were the 7. They played Memphis in the first round, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Memphis, and they played the Warriors mm-hmm. after, right? So... I bet you there are teams that feel that way, but it's funny. I had this conversation specifically with a coach about the play-in area, and that was his comment to me. He said, he's like, look, obviously we'd rather just be in a regular series, but if we had to, we sure as well only want to have to play one game in the play-in, not basically have to play four road games. Because think about it. If you're the 9 or 10, if you're the 10, let's say, you're playing a road game in the 9-10 game, then you're playing a road game in the loser's bracket of the other one, and then you're on the road for the first two games of the first series if you mm-hmm. do get past it. So that's four straight road games.
But let me just ask you this. If what you're saying is right, and if there's more parity in the NBA this year than there ever has been...
It gives the Lakers a better chance.
And if Austin Reeves is right to feel, and maybe he's caught up in the moment and he's really close to it, but if he's right that the Lakers are one of the best teams in the NBA, which obviously right now their record doesn't tell you that they are.
Right, but it's the first time they've been six games over 500.
But wins on the road against Boston, you know, beating a team like Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
you know, without LeBron
They've
James.
Had success against Phoenix.
Right, I mean, my point is that when they've had to get up and play against the better teams, they've actually done pretty well, and that's not based on any stats that are sitting in front of me, it's just based on memory. But if I told you that the Lakers were going to play Oklahoma City in a seven-game series, don't you think the Lakers can beat Oklahoma City in a seven-game series?
I'd give them a chance, yes.
Okay? If the Lakers were going to play against Minnesota, who we saw last night.
But they're the 3 right now.
I'm just making an example.
Yeah, they'd have a chance.
They have a really good chance. If the Lakers played against the Clippers, based on what you've seen so far this year.
I don't love their chances.
No chance.
I don't love their chances.
Okay.
I think the other two teams, they have a better chance.
I'm mentioning the other teams because here's why. Based on what I've seen in Denver,
right.
The Lakers cannot beat Denver.
Right.
Okay, but...
Well, but Denver's the 2 right now and only a game out of the 1.
Right, but that's why I didn't mention Denver. Can the Lakers beat Oklahoma City? In my opinion, yes, they can. Can the Lakers beat Minnesota? In my opinion, yes, they can. Can they beat the Clippers? It'd be a very, very tough series. Can they beat them? I believe they can. New Orleans. If the Lakers had to
face off against New Orleans,
they could beat New Orleans. Yeah. If the Lakers had to play the Suns.
Yeah, I like their chances.
So do I. Yeah. So I'm looking at Sacramento and Dallas and everybody else. And
Sacramento's had their number, and Denver clearly has their number.
But the only team that I look at in the West in a series that the Lakers have thus far proven they just can't play with them. Not they can't beat them, they can't play with them.
Right. The fourth quarters are not competitive in the last 5 minutes.
Denver is the only team.
Well, here's the problem with that. You're isolating an individual series. The problem is, for the Lakers, you're a championship or bust team, which is why when I heard John and Mace earlier today talking about what's a successful season before the 2 o'clock call of the day, I was like, wow. How the mighty have fallen.
That's right.
When Mace is saying a successful season is the conference semifinals, a second round exit? No,
right.
Absolutely not.
Because you see, your perception is the Lakers are always pursuing a championship. The Lakers could get done with this season, and they may not make it to the Western Conference Finals, and they may look at it and go, you know what? There is no failure, Eric. They might look at it and they go, hey, you
no
know.
No chance.
It's not a failure, Eric.
You say
no
that.
No chance.
You say that.
No chance.
Tell me this. Okay, then tell me this.
Riddle me this.
Who in the Lakers right now believes 100% in their heart of heart, we are the best team and we are going to win the championship this year and nothing. And if we don't, we failed. Who believes that?
LeBron James believes that.
How about Jeannie Buss? She believe that?
I believe that she believes in the same ethos her dad believed in, yes.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Kurt Rambis, he thinks that, hey, we're a championship team this year.
He believes that she believes that he believes.
I believe that everyone there believes it.
You do, huh?
I believe that. Now, it may be false bravado, but they at least believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe that they believe.
You don't believe they believe?
I don't believe that they believe.
I believe that they believe that they believe.
I don't believe that they believe that they believe.
Oh, see, I definitely believe that they believe that they are believing in believing.
No. Listen, LeBron James may believe. Everybody else, they don't believe.
You don't think Anthony Davis believes in believing?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Franklin believes.
You okay there?
Yeah, Mike.
All right.
Yeah, I don't believe.
I mean, I'm the one that's choking around here.
I know, but all of a sudden, something happened. I don't know what the deal is.
But my point is this. Because of that, I believe they would have to get through four series.
Yeah.
You're individualizing the series. My problem is compounding the series becomes the problem.
Listen, again, you take LeBron James, who's been amazing this year.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
You take LeBron, who's healthy and playing the way he is.
AD.
You take AD.
Don't you dare not include AD or okay. your fast track. Your ass will be Terminal H.
Today's Monday. We're not even giving credit to what D'Angelo Russell did on Friday.
Friday had a great game.
With 44 points.
Had a great game.
The move of Spencer Dinwiddie has already paid off with the block on Dame on Friday night. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to get Gabe Vincent back. You're going to get Jared Vanderbilt back.
I reported that, so people that missed it earlier.
Nice piece of reporting
yesterday
by you.
Yesterday I reported it.
Yeah.
You can aggregate me.
By the way, I reported it weeks ago, just so everybody knows.
Vando, and I was told by Coach Ham, Vando and Gabe Vincent, the expectation and the hope is by the end of the month.
I reported it 2 weeks ago, just so everybody knows. Okay,
right.
I said it, but I didn't really count it as a report.
Yeah,
you actually reported.
This is an official report.
Yeah, I didn't have an official
filed.
Report,
I filed it on air.
Yeah,
and then I text McMiniman. Yeah. Hey, by the way, just so you know, this is what I just reported.
Right. So I reported it, not you.
No, I wanted him to know.
Yeah,
we're teammates.
Okay, I got it.
So and he covers the beat. I didn't want him to get caught off guard. Somebody saying, "Hey, Sedano's saying this. Why don't you know?" So I wanted to make sure McMiniman and I were on the same page. Here's what I'm reporting.
Well, very sweet of you. You're going to have LeBron, who's been healthy, AD, who's been healthy, two things that we wanted all year long. You're going to get back Vanderbilt. You're going to get back Gabe Vincent finally, because that was reported by somebody I heard the other day.
Yeah.
And so, look, this team should get some fresh legs and needs a little bit of time to play with some new additions coming. And Spencer Dinwiddie's new also, but he's already made, you know, he's already kind of shown you what he can do.
Yeah.
I expect that the Lakers can get back to where they were at least last year.
I didn't text McMiniman that we're going to hit the ball at him during pickleball.
Well, you don't tell him that.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
I mean, Trudell's really good.
That's what I hear. I mean, Trudell is like.
It's really good.
I know. Well,
this freaking Trudell.
Natural athlete. What can I tell you?
That's why I should have dumped you for him a long time ago.
You should have.
I would have been hoisting the trophy.
You. Hey, listen, you still can.
Remember the last time you hoisted a trophy?
Let's give it up for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Actually, the last time I hoisted a trophy was at the Mandy's.
Oh,
no, you presented the trophy to the G League.
I know, but I'm saying, but you said the last time. That wasn't the last time.
Oh, I thought that
somebody
that was
said last night on Twitter, they're like, Oppenheimer is doing their best Sedano and Cap at the Mandy's.
Oh, yeah.
Because Oppenheimer was cleaning up.
You think at some point that run ends for us, that we're not, we're just, you know,
we're yesterday's
news? No,
we
got to
get better.
We got to keep being tomorrow's news.
Okay.
Yeah, we keep getting better.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Hey, speaking of getting better.
Yeah.
I know that last year we spent a lot of time talking about running backs in the free agent market.
Yes, we did.
Something happened today. Two things actually happened today in the running back. Actually, three things happened
today. Three?
Yeah, three. Three things happened today in the running back free agency.
Oh.
We talked a lot of QBs earlier.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We got to talk a little running back.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's talk about that. Stick around. 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Bad Bunny?
Yes, it is.
I don't have my headphones in. Hold on.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Bad Bunny's birthday yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
When is his concert? Here
it
in
was,
LA?
I think it was last week.
Oh, it was last week?
I think so. It was either last week or it's this week.
I've been
look.
On the road so much, I don't know what day it is even anymore.
Bad Bunny last night, though, during the Oscars, presented with The Rock, didn't he?
He did. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
Hey. He said happy birthday.
Hey!
Oh,
I'll tell
it's
you right
week.
Now. The Rock
Wednesday,
came out
Thursday,
last
Friday.
Night. Rock came out last night at the Oscars, and he had on this suit that he had. I mean, obviously, it was all customed out, dude. He looks so good, The Rock. And I love the no tie thing that's happening and the no shirt thing that's still going on. But it's still, it's kind of covered up, but there's like scarves and stuff. I mean, listen, if I could get The Rock's outfit for the Mandy's this year, that's what I'm going to do.
No.
That's what I'm going to do.
He's at Bad Bunny's at crypto.com this week, Thursday, Friday. What is it, Josh?
It's this week. There
you
go.
13, 14, 15.
That's what I thought.
This week?
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the poster outside.
Yeah, didn't you request like 8 field passes already?
Backstage.
That's right.
Backstage passes.
Yeah.
Right. And I requested them in Spanish, by the way.
Wait. You know how you did that?
Yo no soy malo, nah, baby. Eso es un gimmick, pero el sol es perra caliente más que el de Phoenix. Y ellos lo sabe.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now you got the tickets. They're yours.
What is today? Today's Monday?
Oh, you're trying to scheme, aren't you?
Well, I'm just thinking to myself right now.
So you already said you're not here the rest of the week.
Well, you know, but here's the thing.
Okay.
I've got this. I got this party on Saturday night. It's this James Bond themed party.
Oh, and you're going to do that over Bad Bunny?
And I didn't have anything to wear to this party on Saturday night. So yesterday on Amazon, I ordered like these super bright white James Bondy kind of tuxedo top jacket thingies.
Not like a t-shirt tuxedo?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, like a real jacket, you know, but not like expensive, like $45 or whatever. Put it this way, cheap enough that I could order the large and the extra large so I can decide which one fits and I can return the other one.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy.
What? Wouldn't you do that?
No.
What would you do? Buy them both?
He'd go get his suit custom tailored and then he'd send us a selfie and be like, what do you guys think of this?
No, not for a party like this. This is, I actually thought about going and renting a tuxedo.
I was just
going
to say, that was my next option for you.
I was thinking about going and renting a tuxedo, but two things. A, I don't feel like I have enough time to deal with it. And B, it's like, okay, you go rent a tuxedo. How much is tuxedo rental nowadays?
Probably like $100.
I might even be more. Whatever it is, either way, who cares? Like, you can go to Amazon now and just get a jacket. Easy. No problem.
Amazon.
See. Anyway, where were we?
Let me see. Tuxedo rentals. While I look this up.
Yeah, let me talk about these running
Men's
backs.
Warehouse has them.
How much?
Let me see.
For a Men's Warehouse deal.
Why don't you call up your guy, what's his name? Flash. Zap.
Zap could totally hook it up.
Yeah.
Not Flash.
You know. Yeah,
my boy Zap could hook it up.
Call
Jacket
Zap.
And pants, $179 for Men's Warehouse.
So $179. you know, for
you might as well just buy a suit.
Well, right. So what I'm saying is, I bought a couple of jackets off Amazon, and the one will fit. And I'll wear it, and I'll keep it as like a costume, and the other one I'll return.
So Cappy,
yeah.
Speaking of returning, Saquon Barkley not returning to the New York Giants,
ooh,
and sticking it to the Giants by going to the Philadelphia Eagles, to which Tiki Barber, who's now a radio host in New York and former Giant, basically said, quote, "You're dead to me."
Yeah.
For going to the Eagles, to DeAndre's Eagles.
He's so excited.
And Saquon responded to him, okay? Said, "You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all that dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me."
Yeah, you tell him, Saquon.
Yeah.
You tell him, bro. Listen, when you're Saquon Barkley and you go back to two seasons ago and the Giants make it to the playoffs.
He got Daniel Jones paid.
He did.
And he got them to the playoffs.
Daniel Jones, out of that deal, got $40 million a year.
And Saquon got 10.
Saquon Barkley got a $10 million deal 1 year.
Yeah.
So if Saquon Barkley last year would have gotten hurt really, really bad and never played again, his paydays are over. Okay. Daniel Jones got paid last year, didn't play because of injury, and that brother's getting paid for a long ass time. Mm-hmm. And he's got lifetime generational wealth now.
Correct.
So Saquon Barkley, to me, what I love about this move is you have a choice. You can stay with your team, the Giants, who you felt like disrespected you last year.
Yeah.
Or you can give them a giant middle finger and you can go to the division rival, a team, by the way, that not only is their rival, but more.
This finger?
Not that one.
Oh.
Not the ring finger.
Oh.
The other.
This is the ring finger.
Yeah,
the middle, this is in the middle, too.
It is. Yeah. But if you put up three, it's the one in the middle.
Three.
Right. Huh. You have a chance to go to a team like Philadelphia, which 2 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and you think, well, I would think this way if I were Saquon Barkley. I think Philadelphia's got a much better quarterback. Okay. I also think Philadelphia's got a better coach.
Yeah.
I also think Philadelphia's got a better defense.
Yeah.
And a better O-line.
And you know what? I'd rather go try and take my chances to win in Philly than stay here in New York when this organization did not give me any respect at all.
Correct.
So you know what? Screw you guys.
Yeah.
And as far as Tiki Barber goes, hey, Tiki, don't take it so personally. You said what you said. Hey, you're dead to me. And you know what? You did speak on behalf of a lot of Giant fans everywhere. And then if you're Saquon, it's like, bro, who cares what he says? Some old washed up dude. Who cares? Loudmouth on the radio.
Yeah.
Crumb of a nacho.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, what do you care about what Tiki Barber says?
Right. Now, other moves today, you know, we talked a lot of quarterbacks today. Kirk Cousins and Gardner Minshew to the Raiders and Baker Mayfield staying with the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And I feel like Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh.
And by the way, to your point, so Saquon goes, Swift is gone, right? Mm-hmm. Swift goes to Carolina. And then there was one, Aaron Jones got cut because Josh Jacobs from the Raiders goes to Green Bay.
And that's the one I wanted to bring up next. Yeah. So Josh Jacobs, he's another guy that felt disrespected by his team. Because remember, these were all the guys last year that were on a call together. Hey, why aren't we getting paid? Why are we being disrespected as running backs?
Yeah.
Why is the market only $10 million?
Yeah, by the way, Swift to the Bears. Sorry, not Carolina.
All good.
Yeah.
When you said Swift, everybody thought Taylor anyway, so it didn't matter.
Right.
So look, all these running backs who a year ago were complaining about their lack of a payday, they're all on the move because they're going to teams that will now pay them more money but feel like they value them. Here's another example for you. Besides
Give me
Josh
another
Jacobs,
one.
You ready?
Go.
Austin Eckler last year tried his best to talk his way out of the Chargers. And Austin Eckler is the first move in the Jim Harbaugh era of guys that have been good and successful that are now going to move on.
Yeah, see you later.
And listen, no problem. I mean, don't get me wrong. Austin Eckler has had a great career.
Yeah, very good.
An amazing career.
Especially from where he came from.
I mean, undrafted free agent from some small school, Division II in Colorado. I mean, a nobody.
Yeah.
And yet he makes it out and turns himself into this kind of a player. He signed today with Washington. I don't think that Jim Harbaugh is crying, oh my God, how are we going to play without Austin Eckler? You know why? Because there's been a lot of talk about Derrick Henry.
When they just signed Gus Edwards.
Okay, that's a good signing.
Yeah.
And then Derrick Henry, there's been rumors that Derrick Henry would go to the Chargers. Although
you want two big backs like that, Edwards and Henry?
But listen, Tony Pollard left the Cowboys and went to Tennessee.
Right.
So maybe Derrick Henry winds up going down to Dallas as a possibility.
Right.
All I'm saying is that today was kind of a wild day.
Yeah.
Especially with running backs and quarterbacks.
Legal tampering, baby.
Yeah, crazy day.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler. out of here. By the way, the Rams made a couple of moves today. One in particular that stood out to me was an offensive lineman that they'd gotten. His name is escaping me because he's an offensive lineman. But I give the Rams a lot of credit. That's how you build a championship team.
Yeah.
You do it with your offensive and your defensive line. Where'd Jonah Jackson come from? Where did he come? What?
Lions.
The Lions, from the Detroit Lions. So, hey, look, you know that the Lions wanted to run the ball last year. You know how successful they were running the ball last year.
Yeah.
To go and take a player from the Detroit Lions off their offensive line, it's a good move. I don't remember exactly what the terms were, but it was a multi-million dollar deal. I mean, this is a good player. Tell me, DeAndre, you got the numbers.
Three years, 51 mil.
Yeah, pretty good.
Nice.
3 years, 51
but
million.
But that's, you got to build in the trenches. They got plenty of skill position players. Yeah. I don't think that's the issue.
Yeah. I give the Rams credit. I mean, listen, they may not have made a splash today with a quarterback or a running back. Who cares? They got what they needed today, at least the beginning of what they needed, which is an offensive lineman. And by the way, there's going to be a lot of talent that becomes available because just, again, looking from Austin Ekeler deciding to go to Washington, between Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams, I mean, most of those guys can't stay healthy, but all of those guys are making over $35 million a year. They're all history.
The vice president of the Handsome Man community says Daniel Jones needs to wear a mask and tell everyone to put their hands up every single time he goes to deposit his check in the bank.
Yeah, really. He's stealing.
It's true.
Good job, VP.
All right, Cappy, coming up next, big deal or no deal? Take it away in a few moments, Linz. We're back in a moment.
All right, but wait a second. Let me talk about the East Central. Because the East Central Hotel is the place to be when you are coming to downtown. I'll give you an example. A buddy of mine this past weekend came in for the Clippers-Bulls game on Saturday. And because he was staying at the East Central, which is literally right across Figueroa from here at LA Live, later on that night, I want to say the Kings were playing, I don't remember exactly, the Dallas Stars. So he called me, he's like, dude, I'm staying at your place, the East Central. I was over at the Clipper game earlier today, now I want to go to the Kings game tonight. I'm like, well, you're in the perfect spot because you're right across the street. So when you are coming to downtown LA for a hockey game, a basketball game, a show of some kind, you're taking your lady out for a night on the town, the East Central is the hotel for the Circle of Trust. It is across the street from LA Live, the best location. Nixo, the bar lounge, fantastic, right above the street. The brand new gym, which is awesome. And the biggest rooms in all of the downtown LA hotels, the E Central is where it's at.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
What happened to Sedano?
I think he was getting a drink for his cough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, instead of Sedano taking it away.
Well, thanks, Cappy.
You want to try that, DeAndre? Try tossing.
No, he wants to try dancing like you again.
I should dance like you.
Hey, doodle doggy. Hey, doodle doggy. That's what you have to say when you're dancing like that. When you're dancing like that, you got to go, hey, doodle doggy.
No, that would be great to do. Wait, we need Sedano to do the hello little doggy. We all did it.
Yeah, Sedano hasn't gotten into that yet. You have to give us your
hey, doodle doggy.
You have to do that, you know?
Have you seen the video?
You did see the video. You saw the video last week, right?
Nope.
You didn't see the video?
Oh, no. I did. I didn't see.
Yeah, you weren't here.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
I saw, like, the still version of it. I didn't see the video.
Yeah, because in our group texting, it's like, what the hell is that?
Everybody's like, dude, who at ESPN LA did you dirty like that? I'm like, why? What's up? And they're like, it looks like your mom had sex with Michael Jackson and you popped out. You know what I mean? Because, like, my face was all white and it was like, there wasn't a wrinkle to be found, you know? And then there I was, and there was that little dog over my shoulder because I was promoting.
You look like you had all that Botox you're talking about.
Yeah, I was promoting that Subaru event from this past weekend. I had a, hello, little doggy. Oh, hello. Hello, little doggy.
Hello, little doggy.
You see, that's pretty good. Now, DeAndre here, he does an impression of it himself.
Hello, little doggy.
He sounds like Scooby.
He does. Yeah. Oh, George, you got to try it.
I just did it.
He did.
I know, well, again, though. Like, this,
hello,
like,
little doggy.
Hello. Oh, hello, little doggy.
Caps is more like, hello, like, high pitch. You got like the
no, I can't do that Adam right Sand. Now. The throat is not going
it,
that way right now.
It just made my throat scratch too.
Yeah. So
somebody posted in the circle I think the other day,
yeah.
Like a video of a SNL bit from years ago where they it was when Michael Jordan retired. Did you guys anybody see this?
No.
Michael Jordan retired and SNL did like a We Are the World where they had music superstars singing about Michael Jordan and Adam Sandler was playing Eddie Vedder. So then they would come over to him and go, Michael Jordan. You know, Oh, now, don't retire. Oh, no. You know, it was hilarious.
Well, we don't need to watch it now because we just got the recreation from you.
Adam, my brother. I know you're out there listening, my man. Appreciate you, my man.
When he's about to come out with his next Netflix movie, yeah. I need to like find out ahead of time and try and book him on these press tours that he does.
Gotta get him in here.
Yeah, he did the one for, you know, the Spaceman one. Was it called Spaceman, right? Mm. That just came out.
Yeah.
And he's at the games all the time.
Yeah.
So we need to find a day where we're home.
Right.
And it's maybe even like in the playoffs because you know he's going to all those games.
No doubt.
So
Sandler, you should get in this studio. Talk some sports with us.
Yeah, he'd be great.
And then I would talk the whole time just like this.
All right, so scientists at Harvard Medical School recently announced that they've made a new discovery that sets the stage for regrowing human limbs after amputation.
Oh.
So they said, quote, this process, they've identified proteins that can turn or reprogram fibroblasts, the most commonly found cells in skin and connective tissue, into cells with similar properties to limb progenitor cells. I don't know if I said that
what
word
that
right.
Mean? What is yeah, that? Limb progenitor? What does
yeah,
that mean?
I don't know what that word is. So,
who's she?
Currently, a common way to obtain limb progenitor cells is directly from embryos, which, in the case of human embryos, raises ethical concerns. So like a little roundabout way of saying, this is obviously a big deal. Would you have a problem with using human embryos to regrow a limb?
If I were someone who didn't have limbs, I would have no problem with it. As long as I can get the limbs going, like, and I can get back, you know, to being what, you know, as close to what I was before, sure, I would take it in a heartbeat.
I don't quite understand the whole embryo thing. What do you mean?
There's a lot of controversy with using human embryos.
Why,
right, like stem cell and all that stuff.
But where's the embryo? Like, what stage is the embryo
in? It's an embryo. That's one of the stages.
Where's it at?
Embryonic stage.
Yeah, but I don't really know where
that's
like
sort of towards the beginning.
It's like a seed.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, how do you get that?
You'd have to get it from like a lab.
Extract it.
Yeah.
You know, you remove it.
Right.
So I did see recently that they're starting to try that with animal embryos and like,
You always got to start there, right?
Which is crazy.
Well,
I
know, but listen, like I know a guy recently who lost his arm.
You got a guy?
I got a guy who lost his arm.
Oh yeah, we know because you remember
he's my tire guy. My tire guy lost his arm.
Didn't you? Is that the guy you wrote the email about? Like, did you? Oh, never mind. That's the blind guy that you said. Did you see this?
No. So my tire guy lost his arm. From his elbow down.
In an accident?
Well, he lives in Tijuana, okay? And he was telling me the story. He's like, he lives on the top floor of this apartment building, right?
Yeah.
And so after dinner, he was taking like some old fish bones from his plate, and instead of throwing them in the garbage, he was throwing them onto the street for the cats, okay? And he one of the fish bones got caught on like an electrical wire. So my man takes like a branch or a I don't know some kind of a maybe it was a cane a baseball bat. I really don't know what the device was. And he goes to like try and flip the bone off the electrical wire. Well, it electrocutes him.
Oh yeah, he lost his arm.
He almost died. I mean, he was very lucky to be alive. And he was in the hospital for like probably 2 months. Lost his arm from his elbow down.
Right.
Now, if you tell me that guy can regrow half his arm, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe that when people have like organ transplants that they inherit part of that person?
I do.
I mean,
I do believe that.
that's like a good movie thing.
No,
like I've seen
it.
That
no,
in movies before.
There's a lot of
before.
People though that say that, like especially
I
with like
I don't know
heart.
How I don't know the scientific aspect of that.
I don't
you
know if
I mean?
It's I don't know if it is scientific or if it's just more symbolic or more religious or listen. I've seen a guy who his daughter died. Right, they took her heart. They donated her heart to some other dude. Right, and the other dude got her heart, and now he's living this really nice life because of her heart.
Right,
and her father met the guy who's got his daughter's heart in his body, and the emotion of these two guys meeting and hugging, and the dad holding on to this
guy.
Yeah,
no, that's different.
Right,
though.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think what she's referring to, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I misinterpreted it. I heard you basically say like, kind of like those plots in movies where like you get somebody's body part and you kind of morph into them.
Well,
in
you
some
like
ways.
They become part of who you are in a way.
I mean, to me, it was just about symbolism, but like the way this father was holding on to this guy.
No, that I understand.
Heart.
That I understand. I thought you meant more like, do they take on like parts of their personality because of that?
I don't know if maybe necessarily. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that you're right. There's no like.
Maybe this guy became a much nicer person now that he has this girl's heart in his chest.
I mean, the Tin Man didn't have a heart, and then he got his heart.
Yeah.
And then he was a good guy then, remember?
It's fair.
He didn't have his heart. So then he was a much nicer person once he got one.
Well, he was a much nicer Tin Man.
Did you know that the Tin Man, like the makeup they used on him, like poisoned him and he had to go to the hospital?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. Did he die?
I heard, no. No, but they actually had to stop filming for a couple of days because he was in the hospital and the director was calling the hospital like, hey, get out of the hospital. We need you to finish shooting this movie. We're over budget. And he was like, I'm in the hospital from the makeup that you gave me because I didn't have a hat. Like, it was bad. It was in a podcast recently. Like, the horrors of the Wizard of Oz. It was like cursed wow. movie set. Anyway.
We got breaking news.
We do? Tell me some more NFL free agency.
It is.
Yeah? Well, I can't wait for this.
Josina Anderson, formerly of ESPN, now at CBS Sports, says there's mutual interest between the Ravens and running back Derrick Henry.
Oh.
An agreement is still yet to be reached. We shall see.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
That was good that we finally used that ABC breaking news
like
music,
that.
Too.
Yeah.
I got some breaking news.
Oh, go ahead.
Never mind.
What?
No, I just lost it.
Hmm. I'm just reading this story. We were talking about Saquon Barkley. You know, the Giants didn't want to give him any money, so he went and took the Philadelphia money. The Giants are getting Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers. Anybody know who that is?
Nope.
I mean, breaking news.
He's an edge rusher.
Edge rusher. You ready? $150 million contract. $87.5 million guaranteed.
Good for Brian Burns.
Second highest paid defensive end in NFL history. So they wouldn't pay Saquon Barkley. And
well, because they look at edge, left tackle, corner, wide receiver now even is in that category.
But that's
and
why Barkley said, screw you,
yeah,
you guys.
The hell,
you
I get it.
Should have respected
I
me.
Get it. Respect Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, what's next, Linz?
All right, so as I pull up my paper here.
Paper?
Yeah, my paper. You know, my paper. I type these things out.
Mm-hmm. On your computer?
Yes, on my computer.
All right, well, then
exactly.
It's not really paper, is it? I mean, it's
no, it's not.
Just a digital window.
It's not like all the windows that you always have open.
I know. I got a lot of them open right now. I'm tracking NFL free agency on ESPN.com. How do I get an ESPN Plus account? Who do I have to know at this company and get me one of
you
those?
Get
you
the
can
bundle.
Get a free one,
yeah,
you dummy.
How do I get it?
Just go to the portal.
The
yeah, and then what?
And sign up.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Is that easy?
Yes.
Oh, God, I feel like such a big dummy.
You could have had it free for a long time.
How about Hulu? How do I
you get
that?
You get the bundle for free.
I want all of it for free.
You that, get Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus.
On the portal.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But the only caveat is next time you are our guest host, you need to put that you work for Disney. Like you need to put like use your affiliation to Disney instead of Sided. That's part of the deal.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
So make sure
Don't say you're the CEO of Sided.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna give you the
founder,
freebie there.
Got it.
Well, founder or CEO or both?
Both, actually.
Yeah, so then there you go. So I'm not wrong.
No, you're right.
Yeah. All right, so my next big deal or no deal, found it. So apparently there seems to be a connection between eating refined carbs and how attractive people think you are.
Mm.
A new study from the University of Montpellier in France found that to be the case. They said that refined carbs and carbohydrates that have been processed strip away fiber, vitamins, and minerals. So this process gives them a finer texture and extends shelf life, but also eliminates a lot of the nutritional benefits.
There you go. That's why refined carbs are bad for you.
Right.
That's why when Cappy gave me that smoothie today, well, I don't know how many refined carbs were in that thing. They were just regular carbs. Put me to sleep.
I mean, peanut butter, banana, almond milk.
Yeah, I mean the peanut butter doesn't may not be natural. It could be processed.
Yeah, they should use a organic peanut butter.
You would think. Mm.
So the researchers found that higher consumption of refined carbs was associated with lower facial attractiveness ratings in both men and women.
Wow.
And they suggested that regularly consuming refined carbs at breakfast and in snacks was linked to lower attractiveness ratings.
Cappy, bad news for you.
Yeah, why is that?
Road pie is on the refined carbs list.
Yeah, but I was thinking I must not be eating a lot of refined carbs because I am one handsome rascal.
One handsome rascal.
For those that want to know what examples there are of refined carbs, here's some common ones. White rice, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. White pasta. Mm-hmm. Bagels, pizza, cereal.
Everything I love.
Yeah. White bread, crackers, potato chips, cookies, ice cream, pretzels, waffles, french fries, flavored yogurt, all sorts of sugars, cakes, barbecue sauce as well.
Barbecue sauce is a big one.
I'd love to go off sugar and carbs completely for like a month and just see what happens.
Ramona did. She lost like 30 pounds.
I need like a list. Don't touch these things.
Dude, I'm telling you, you don't need to do that. Buy the Lumen. I've lost 10 pounds in 6 weeks.
Do you understand that my daughter right now has these Girl
Scout
cookies?
And I'm not on like some diet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm just, I could still have an occasional cookie. Yeah. It just counts against my carb count for the day.
Hey, Girl Scouts, you're cute. You're adorable. Hey, moms of
I've
Girl
avoided
Scouts.
Them.
Hey, moms of
I
Girl
did
Scouts.
Too. I said
you guys
no
are
this
hot.
Year.
I'm telling you right now, the Girl Scout cookie got to stop. It's got to stop.
Well,
in this
you know what happened to me?
Tell me.
I was at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I saw them. I was coming from the parking lot, and I'm like, oh, no. They're right there at the entrance.
Oh, they get you at the entrance.
And I was like, what do I do? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn real quick to get the cart.
Yep.
And then when I turned, some lady was coming out and blocked me.
Oh, my.
And like looked at the cookies and I was like zoop and I ran inside with my cart. And by the time I came out, they were packing their table.
Let me tell you something. These Samoas are completely addicting.
I did.
And the tagalongs should be outlawed. They're so good.
Tagalongs are
the tagalongs
are
the
peanut butter.
With the peanut butter and the cracker
Stop
in the middle
it.
Of
just
it.
Stop talking about
that
it.
Is just that is the bomb ass cookie.
Yeah.
Okay. Now DeAndre, you're looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't actually.
You don't know what a Sonoma
what?
Is or a Samoa.
Nah.
You don't know a Samoa.
Dog, don't get into it because it's addicting.
You don't want to do it.
Did you guys know that Girl Scout cookies have different names depending on like where in the country you
the
live?
The region, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But those are the basic ones, though,
yeah.
the ones
hey, look,
he mentioned.
Just
but they're
leave
called
me alone,
like peanut butter somethings in like the South. They're called like peanut butter wafer. I don't know, something like that.
I don't know, man. But these Girl Scouts got to stop. Seriously, girls, stop.
Well, by the way,
is it Girl Scout cookie season over
yet?
Yes.
No. Everyone I've been seeing on Facebook, everyone is like, "Oh, cookies just came in this week. You'll have them soon." So yeah, it's like the peak season right now, Cap.
I know. And I got into an elevator here at LA Live with this lady, and she had like 10 boxes because like her daughter must have been selling them to her people in her office. She's like, "You want some Girl Scout cookies?" I'm like, "Lady, leave me alone." All right.
No, you bought them. Don't lie.
No, I didn't buy them because I've already bought like 30 boxes of them.
You just took them and you ran off.
And my daughter's got them at the house, and then like last night I couldn't stop eating them. It's a problem.
Here's the carbs you should eat, Cappy. You ready?
Let me hear, yeah.
Whole wheat, anything whole wheat or multigrain.
Mm-hmm.
Brown rice, if you're going to have rice. Quinoa. Bran cereal, oatmeal. Non-starchy vegetables, all the green ones,
like
right?
What?
Brussels
like,
sprouts,
yeah,
spinach.
Broccoli work?
I don't see broccoli, but it might be.
It's not a carb.
Mm-hmm.
Legumes.
What are legumes?
Legumes. I always call them legumes.
Legumes.
I don't even know what those are.
You know, beans, like cake, kidney beans, mm-hmm. baked beans, okay. peas, lentils. Peanuts, cashews, walnuts, any kind of nuts, pistachios.
Mm.
Fruits, apples, berries, citrus fruit, bananas, and pears.
Man, I wanted some road pie tonight.
No.
Don't do it.
You don't have to do it.
I know, but what's this carb called? What kind of carb?
Refined carb.
And they say that if you eat a lot of refined carbs, you're
it
not
makes
as
you
good
ugly.
Looking.
You're not as good
it
looking.
Make you
but
ugly.
I'm
they
telling
say-
you right now, like, somebody explain this face.
Puffy explain cheeks it. And less definition in the chin,
yeah.
And the excess water weight can alter the size and shape of
Look
someone's
my
body
chin
as well.
Is,
I know, my chin, I mean,
it's
there's like
bigger.
Four of them.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
And then my cheeks are kind
of
getting a little puffy.
I'm telling you, man.
Think of it this way, Cap.
Just buy the Lumen. You can afford it.
I don't want the Lumen.
You're handsome now, just like you tell yourself in the mirror every day.
Right.
Imagine if you didn't eat the sugar. Mm-hmm. How much more handsome you would be.
You gotta get off sugar.
But Cappy,
get off sugar.
It's
you
so
say
hard.
This all the time.
It's very difficult.
But here's why you should get on the Lumen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you need direction.
I do.
And this thing will tell you.
You know what else I need?
Here, look, let me show. I'm going to show you the break.
You know what else I need? Yeah. I need food preparation. That's the other big
problem.
Well,
I mean, you need like a chef then.
No, that's like my biggest problem. So like, I'm going to get done here tonight. I'm going to drive home. You know what I mean? I gotta
and you're going to have Chick-fil-A.
Or something like that. The other day, I decided I'm on a diet. I'm not going to have Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So I had Del Taco.
Oh, nah, man.
Cap,
no.
You should try the Factor meals. Have you ever tried those?
No.
I've tried a lot of those. Like, they're cooked, and then they're shipped to you, like, within a week. So they're frozen, yes, but they're cooked, like, fresh. They're not, like, TV dinners, you know?
You know, the other day
it's the only one of those that I actually liked.
The other day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try and get something that's, like, a little healthier. So I went to El Pollo Loco. Anybody ever been to an El Pollo Loco?
Of course.
Loco?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, let me tell you something. Their chicken is bomb.
Of course their chicken
bomb.
Is good.
It's okay?
Roasted chicken.
Eight-piece chicken. Eight-piece. Yeah. How much?
$12.
Keep going.
15.
Keep going.
20.
It was like $24 for like the eight piece. I'm like, what am I doing? What eight piece? Dude, I saw the other day.
You could have gone to like the grocery store.
Okay. I saw the other day on the grocery store. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I saw the other day on Instagram, this lady took a full roasted chicken that you buy in the grocery store, right? Put it into like a 3-gallon plastic bag, like whatever that is. You know, I don't know how many gallons it is. Right? The Ziploc, she closes it, and then she starts rubbing this thing, starts massaging this chicken down. She deboned the entire chicken just by rubbing it in a plastic bag, took out the bones, and boom, you got a full plastic bag of chicken. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Cap, do you ever get the rotisserie chickens at like pavilions? Like,
that's what I'm talking about, girl.
Yeah, those are great.
And I'm going to debone them.
All right, go debone while we go to break here. We'll be back for the final segment coming up next. Final segment of the show. Dealer's Choice is coming up next. It's been an NFL free agent frenzy.
Mm.
Nonsense, silliness, and Cappy doing Cappy things. Dancing. Make sure you see it in the Circle of Trust. Cappy's a freak if you didn't know. And you can see it also on his Instagram and his TikTok as well. Who knew he had a TikTok, for God's sake?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
But now you do know. All right, Cap, you only have a couple minutes, so if you want to do a dealer's choice, now's the time.
Yeah, I do want to do a dealer's choice. I'm having a great day today. I'm really having a great day. I woke up super early this morning. My alarm went off at 5:30 a.m. Now, thanks to you guys, you know, I've got the latest.
Well, we had a big meeting today.
Right.
For people that don't know. Did anyone else talk about the big meeting today on the air?
Anybody talk about
that? I guess not. We had a big meeting today here at the station.
Everybody was here at like 9 o'clock in the morning, so that's pretty unusual to get, you know, Mason and Ireland here that early, to get us here that early. But everybody was here for this meeting.
Maybe that's why I'm tired.
It was a great meeting, by the way.
Yeah.
Run by Sam Pines, the owner from GKB, who was here. And so I got up 5:30. Do you guys know that because I've updated my phone now, which is the first time I've ever updated my phone, the alarm on the phone is a much nicer form of a alarm. It's not like this angry, like, get up.
Dude, mine are harps. I let mine be harps.
Whatever is the standard.
You can change that, right?
Yeah, but I never would. Like, that's something I would never do. But I was inspired, just so you guys know. I was inspired by updating my iPhone. So I updated my laptop computer to the latest operating system.
Oh geez, I know where this is going.
No, I had to call Apple support to actually do it, but I was able to do it. So I didn't realize that my laptop, I thought my laptop was like a year or two old. Turns out my laptop's from like 2018. I don't know how it's gotten so old so fast. So I updated to the newest operating system on Apple, which changed my computer because my computer was having problems. And I was like, I'm going to have to go to the Genius Bar, and I can't stand going to the Genius Bar. I don't have time to go to the Genius Bar. But by updating my operating system on my laptop, changed everything.
No way.
Yeah, changed everything.
This is exactly what we told you about your phone last week.
I've never updated anything ever. Not a phone,
not a computer. And that's why nothing ever works.
Okay, then I have a desktop computer at my house, and it's a much older machine. Yeah, that's it, George. Whatever you just played, that's the alarm I have. That. Yeah, like that. So I have a much older Mac computer at my house. That's it right there. And it's a lovely way to wake up. It's not like angry, like, get up!
No, you don't do the harps?
I don't know. I did that one, I think. That's
harps are nice, too.
But I updated my desktop computer as well, which is a much older machine, so I can only get to like a certain operating system. But when I got the Apple support person on the phone, she was like, wait, what year is that computer? She's like, you realize you're using an operating system from like 10 years ago.
Right.
I'm like, no, I don't even realize that. So I want to tell you guys something. Updating your machines or updating your phone, this is something I have never done, ever. Never one time. Never one time have I ever updated anything. Operating system, phone update, nothing. So I'm really feeling good about myself. I'm having a great day, right? Because I was able to accomplish this all on my own.
This is mine, by the way, just telling you.
Oh, nice. So today, I'm in the middle of the CappyCast podcast, right? I'm in the middle of the CappyCast, and my phone is ringing. It's my 17-year-old daughter, and I can't take the call because I'm in the middle of a segment. And she's texting me, answer the phone, answer the phone. And I'm like, and she's in all caps, answer the phone. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I answer the phone. She's hysterical crying on the other end of the phone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dad. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right? She's hysterical crying on the other end of the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's going on? Like a car accident. Somebody died. Like, what's going on? I got into Cal Poly.
Aw, congrats.
I'm like, that's
congratulations, right. Cappy.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
You told me the story earlier today, but congratulations. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, you guys have no idea. I never thought she'd get into Cal Poly.
Right.
Oh, geez, way to faith.
Well, no, you know, but you know what? You want to know why? You want to know why I thought she wouldn't get in? You want to know why?
Please tell me.
Because the owners of the Chargers, the Spanos family, their name is plastered all over the campus.
That's come so on.
So I figured they're going to be like flagging my daughter and go, keep her out. But she got in today, so I'm really excited. And for everybody that is a Cal Poly SLO alum, I know you guys have been hitting me up today. Appreciate that.
And you're also going to visit another college, right?
We're going to go visit Colorado State.
Because she got in there too, right?
Right, but I don't want her to go there. So I'm
you want her to be closer.
Right, I want her to
You want one to be close.
Yeah, I want her to go to Colorado State so we can see that and then go, no, no, Cal Poly's way better.
Well, you want you like having her close.
Yes, and the city of SLO is an awesome city. And then you've got like Pismo Beach and Avila State Beach. I mean, that's an awesome area. So.
Yeah, I would agree, Cappy. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
You did all right, Cappy.
I'm having a hell of a good day. My operating systems are caught up to speed.
Yeah.
And my little kid got into her college of choice today. So I'm having a hell of a good day.
And you're a freak.
And my guys down on Venice Beach told me.
You owe them a tip,
you
though.
You a freak, man.
Yeah, I do owe them some money.
You owe them money.
I owe them money.
Don't, you know, those guys are working hard, man.
I'm going to give it to them.
They're working hard for their money.
I promise you I will give it to them.
Okay. All right, we're done here. Is Lakers freak, talk up man. Next?
Sure is. What's Slee?
Oh, is Slee there? He's there? Bring him up for a second here real quick.
Hi, Slee.
What's up, fellas?
Slee, Cappy did, I don't know if you saw, if you go to his Instagram or whatever, you saw him dancing in Venice Beach. You saw
it? Amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Cappy's a freak, but he didn't leave a tip for the guys. He ran away.
Okay, Cap. Wait, Cap. Last time you and I were on, we talked about the whole tipping situation.
Right.
Okay, so was this just kind of was this a situation you weren't prepared for?
No.
Just a couple bucks and
no.
I think you're good to go.
No, I was ready to give these guys a $20 bill. I thought that would be a generous tip. But they were like taking too long for the show to end where they could walk around with like a tip jar. I'm like, guys, let's go, man. And I had to go meet Mace and Juan at a bar. And Rachel's like, come on, we got to go. And so like we bailed out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and I
you
got to
go back and get
I
these
ran
guys money.
North on Venice because I was on the beach. And I was like, I was worried they were
you know
be
what
like,
you could do? I believe, why don't you give money to Mason? He can go over there.
He ain't going
to
go do that.
I mean, you never know.
If somebody would find me how I could Venmo these dudes, I would.
Well, Cap, also, too, if you find them, this is also some great pub for them. So they're going to actually end up, by the time this whole thing settles, you're going to look like a hero
right.
in all this.
If somebody could figure out there was a dancer, he was this Middle Eastern dude, his name was Somar. If somebody could tell me they're just a hair north of the Venice sign right on the sidewalk, there's this good-looking, skinny black guy who does all this crazy gymnastics, dude. This guy's unbelievable. If you guys can figure out who they are, I'm sure they take Venmo, and we'll all send him a tip.
There you go. Slee, what do you got? What tips you got for the Lakers? They're the most confusing team in the world.
Very confusing. I don't think it's going to clear up all that much. But, hey, look, they've gone now for, what, since February 1st? I want to say 12-5 their record. Om Young Masuk, one of your buddies, is going to come join us as well to talk about the NBA. So we got a lot going on.
Who's that? Who's coming on?
Who's that? Is that Jovan?
Om's coming on. Om.
Om Young Masuk.
Oh,
all right.
That's your guy there, Saddam.
That is my guy. We go way back. Omi. He's the Omi. You know, Omi the homie. Well, Slee, have a great show. It was good to hear your voice. Good to see you in person earlier today.
Sir.
You know, Cappy and I have been here for about 17 hours already, so it's time for us to go home.
Day.
Yeah. So have a great show, buddy. There he is. Lakers talk. Coming up next. All right, great job, DeAndre Lindsay. The Circle, shout out to you. Christopher, you did nothing today. Cappy, great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.